This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 247 for Monday, February 1st. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are stronger on Monday, getting support from gains in Chicago soy oil. The March canola contract is up $23.90 at $715.50 per ton. The May contract is up $9.50 at $678.50 per ton. Ongoing concerns about low ending stocks continue to provide support for canola. Stats Canada is scheduled on Friday to issue its report on grain stocks as of December 31st. The Canadian dollar is under 78 U.S. cents. The loonie is at 77.97 compared to Friday's close of 78.25. The United States soybean market is beginning to realize the massive size of the soybean crop that's about to come out of South America. In the U.S., there were significant amounts of precipitation over the weekend on the southern plains as well as the central corn belt. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports three private sales today. Two are for corn, with 110,000 tons going to Japan and almost 126,000 tons going to Mexico. There's a sale of 133,000 tons of soy meal for the Philippines. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Monday. The March contract is down a nickel at $13.65 per bushel. March soy oil is up more than a third of a cent at 44.97 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is down 50 cents at $4.30.50 per hundredweight. Corn futures are slightly higher on Monday, with the March contract up 2 cents at $5.49 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower, with the March contract down 2 cents at $3.47.50 per bushel. Wheat futures are weaker on Monday. Chicago March is down 12 cents at $6.51.50. Kansas City March is down 13 cents at $6.25. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is down 11 cents at $6.22. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, February 1st. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.